Hello?
Hello? Is
Yes.
this Mr. Kinsey?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm, and we're talking with people in California today and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Would you be interested in answering a couple questions?
Sure.
Okay. First of all, before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a place where you can talk safely?
Yep, I am not driving. I'm at home.
Okay, thank you. And in which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern.
In which county in California do you currently live in?
Kern County.
Could you spell that, please?
Yeah, it's K as in kite, E as in Ernie, R as in red,
okay.
N as in Nancy.
Okay, thank you. Give me a second. And could you please tell me your zip code?
93263.
Thank you. And now just a few questions to make sure we have a representative sample of Californian voters. In what year were you born?
1980,
thank you. And to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
No? Okay. And for statistical purposes only, what is your race?
White and Native American.
Okay, thank you. And what is the last grade you completed in school? The options are some grade school, which is from 1st to 8th, some high school, graduated high school, technical or vocational school, some college, graduated college, like a bachelor, or postgraduate.
Bachelor's.
Thank you. And moving on, if the elections for United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote, the Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
A Republican.
Thank you. And now I would like to read you a list of different people active in politics here in California and nationally. For each one, please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. And if you don't know who they are or if you don't have an opinion on them, then you can tell me that as well. The first one is Rudy Salas.
Unfavorable.
David Valadeo.
Favorable.
Thank you. Joe Biden?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
And what about Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of issues and ask whether you consider anyone or two issues so important that you would vote for or against a candidate solely based on that issues, regardless of the candidate's stand on most other issues. So I'm going to read them for you, and you tell me which ones you think are the most important. The options are abortion, protecting democracy, taxes, border security, healthcare, social security and Medicare, inflation or the cost of living, the cost of a mortgage or rent, and or none of them.
The border.
And the next one? Another one?
The next one would be inflation.
Okay, that's okay. Thank you. And now thinking ahead of the elections this November, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 meaning not at all interested and 10 meaning very interested, please tell me how interested you are in the November election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices.
Is 10 is very interested.
Okay, thank you. And if the elections for president were being held today, for whom would you vote between Joe Biden, Democrat, Donald Trump, Republican, Jill Stein, Green Party, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
Trump for Republican.
Okay, thank you. And if Joe Biden does not continue to run for president, for whom would you vote between Kamala Harris, Democrat, and Donald Trump, Republican?
Trump.
Trump. And if the elections for the United States Senate were being held today, for whom would you vote between Adam Schiff, Democrat, and Steve Garvey as a Republican?
Steve Garvey.
And would you vote for him or lean for him?
I would vote for him.
Okay. And if the elections for the United States Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David Valadao as a Republican?
David Valadao.
Lean or vote?
Vote.
Okay. Definitely, probably.
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. And next I'm going to read you some information you might hear about David. And after I read each statement, please tell me if it makes you more likely to vote for him or less likely to vote for him, and if it makes no difference. The first statement says, thousands of Californians struggle with water shortage and droughts every year. This is why David worked with both Republicans and Democrats in California to support a bill that provides funding for new and existing water storage projects in facilities across the Central Valley and the state.
More favorable?
Much more likely? Somewhat more likely?
Much more likely. Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. The next one says, as a dairy farmer himself, David understands how important farming and agriculture are to the California Central Valley. This is why David supported an agriculture bill that provides funding for improved agricultural research, expanded broadband internet access in rural communities, and programs that help increase the supply of affordable housing for low-income families and seniors in rural areas.
More likely?
Much more likely?
Or yeah, somewhat. Much more.
Okay, thank you. David is recognized as one of the most bipartisan members of Congress, working with both Republicans and Democrats to get more done for California. Whether it is bringing people together to tackle environmental issues, security resources to recover from wildfires, accessing education funding for our area, or working to reduce the tax burden on middle-class Americans, David is willing to collaborate and work with both parties to find solutions.
More likely?
Somewhat more or much more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. And the next one says, David is working hard to improve our quality of life and keep families safe in California's Central Valley. In March, David secured $55 million in federal funding to fix roads and highways, replace old pipelines to improve water quality, and provide local law enforcement agencies with upgraded 911 dispatch equipment.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one says, American family budgets are being crushed by staggering inflation. It will cost the average families over $11,000 a year more just to pay for basics like groceries, gas, and housing. David is fighting to reduce the wasteful spending in Washington that helped create the inflation crisis. Instead, David is working to hold government accountable and make sure hardworking families can keep more of what they earn.
Much more likely.
Thank you. The next one says, David has always made protecting military families and veterans one of his top priorities. He has supported bipartisan legislation that includes pay raises for military members, improving access to services for veterans, improvements to military families, shelter and schools, and support for military members buying a home.
Much more likely.
Okay, and the last one says, David is a champion of the American dream of home ownership. As housing prices have skyrocketed and interest rates have soared, David went to work to help first-time home buyers and military veterans make their dreams of home ownership a reality by making it easier for them to access resources and reducing the red tape to buy a home.
Much more likely.
Okay, thank you. And now that you have heard some additional information, Do you have a favorable and unfavorable impression of David?
Favorable.
Okay. And if the elections for the U.S. Congress were being held today, for whom would you vote? Between Rudy Salas, Democrat, and David as a Republican?
David Valadao.
And would you definitely vote for him or just probably vote for him?
Definitely.
Thank you. And which one of the following issues, if any, would make you the most likely to vote for him? Would it be his efforts to... I'm going to read the options and you'll let me know which one you think.
Okay.
The first one says fix state roads, water pipelines, and upgrade police equipment, secure funding for agricultural research, rural broadband and affordable housing, improve water storage facilities to combat droughts, reduce inflation, work with both Republicans and Democrats to find solutions to important issues, and the last one says help first-time buyers and veterans afford a home.
Water storage.
Okay. Thank you. And the next one says, which one would you say would make you the second most likely to vote for David? It's from the same options.
Inflation.
Okay. Thank you. And thinking about something else, from which one or two of the following sources do you primarily get your news and information regarding candidates for president? So I'm going to read them for you, and if you don't get news for any of them, you can let me know. The options are cable news, Google, TikTok, national network news like ABC, CBS, or NBC, YouTube, Snapchat, digital websites, newspaper, X, known as Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook.
X.
Okay. Is that the only one?
In the newspaper.
Okay. Thank you. And which of the following best describes the way you view television programming? The options are only use online streaming such as Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, or similar. Only use cable. Only use satellite. Use both cable or satellite and online streaming. Or only watches broadcast TV like ABC, CBS, NBC, or similar.
I have cable and streaming.
Thank you. And now I have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Do you own a home? And
yes.
You own it? You rent it? You live with parents?
I own it.
Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal? On most
conservative.
Issues? Are you very conservative or somewhat?
Very.
Okay. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential elections? For Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump.
Okay. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Are they low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, or well-to-do?
Upper middle class.
Okay. And do you or anyone in your household work in farming, agriculture, or ranching?
No.
Okay, then that's it for the survey. Thank you very much for participating and have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thank you.